Hello there, Nicola Barden here from Q102's Weekend Buzz. I hope you are all doing really well and thank you so much for pressing play today to listen to this episode. Before I let you listen to the whole thing, I just have a little bit of news for you. So if you're a fan of the Weekend Buzz or this is the first time you've ever listened to it, amazing and thank you, and scroll back. We've got over 70 episodes there, so there's some great chats for you to listen to from the likes of the cast of SVU, from Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Grey's Anatomy, loads of stuff, some amazing singers, reality stars. Great in-depth conversations for you to enjoy. And I know that's what you're here for. So that's why I have to tell you my news. I have rebranded the show and it is now strictly podcast. So it's no longer on radio. It is just podcast and it goes under the name Tis Yourself. So do come and find us. We're on Instagram and Twitter and obviously all the places that you're listening to podcasts. So if you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, Google, CastBox, Good Pods, Spotify, we are there. I am there with my over 50 guests, fantastic guests. You're going to love some of them. They're absolutely amazing. So we've got some of the cast from like Games of Thrones, Breaking Bad. Yes, Breaking Bad and Game of Thrones. Can you believe it? Some amazing singers like Shane Ward, Matt Cardle are there. We have the actor Jerry O'Connell, who has some surprising roots to Ireland, you won't believe. We have the likes of Tom Lenk from Buffy, who played Andrew. If you're Irish, you'll know the names James Patrice, Trisha's Transformation, Tommy Fleming, the Nolan family. There's loads and loads of stuff in there. We've Sarah Jane Dunn from Hollyoaks. We've got some cast of EastEnders. So there's a real mix of Irish, UK, US guests, and we're just adding to them every single day. We're getting some new guests. Season 4 is just about to be launched. So come and join me. I'm over here waiting for you to discover me. That's Tis Yourself with me, Nicola Barden. Hope you enjoy this episode.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
All Walks of Life with Mary McAleese has been doing well for RTE One at this stage. And tonight, her guest is Roz Purcell, who joins us now to talk a little bit about what's going on in her world and also tonight's telly programme. Good morning, Roz. You're very welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I was just looking at some of the notes and Nicola is lucky enough to have seen the show already, yeah. So she can give us a flavour of it with you, obviously, of course. But I didn't realise about the toxic modelling world and how it had such a negative impact on you during your career.
Yeah, well, I guess, you know, look, it's an industry that is based on aesthetics. So, you know, I suppose I knew what I was getting myself in for. I grew up watching America's Next Top Model. So, yeah, look, and that was the industry I was in. I think, thankfully, from what I can see, it is slightly changing, it's becoming more accepting, and so that probably, you know, we touched on that a lot because that had a huge factor in my life.
And it would have shaped you,
in my issues with disordered eating and recovery from it, and so on. So that played a big factor, and you know, like what I said to Mary, I think I probably always would have gone through that, but I think modeling had just allowed me to prolong it for longer and gave people an excuse.
I think the thing that people really like about you, Roz, and we'll see it in the episode tonight, is that you, you're very open and you're very honest. And we see that on social media and we'll see it in the episode tonight. You don't hold back. You show the true side of things. You show the gorgeous picture of yourself for the, you know, modelling. And then you show, this is me. Here's my, you know, bit of role that I had over there. This is where my eyes are closed. Why did you decide to start making that? I think you call it content.
Well, I guess for me, social media, and I think for a lot of people, particularly in 2020 now that we're on our phones so much and scrolling so much more, it can kind of leave you feeling a bit bad about yourself, maybe, you know, feeling like you don't live a glamorous life, you're not as happy as someone else, you're comparing what you have, what you look like to other people online. And I guess I wanted to go off it for a long time because it just wasn't serving me any purpose. And then I don't know, I had a good long think about it, and I'm very fortunate to have a platform, and I'd rather be in the room saying something good than out of it and not getting a chance to say anything. So I just kind of decided that I would dedicate a day where, and I think now it's kind of, I suppose it's all the time, that if someone does come on my page, they go away feeling better.
Okay,
and not worse.
That's good, yeah.
Because I just think that, you know, if everyone's page was, and I'm not saying if everyone's page was like mine, God, I'm not for everyone either. Do you know what I mean? But, you know, if social media was probably a little bit more honest, and like, you know, the aspirational stuff is lovely too, but if there was a bit of a balance, it probably would be just a nicer place to be on.
And we could get rid of the chancers, of which there are many.
Yeah.
And meeting Mary McAleese, was that, well, it probably wasn't the first time you've met her. I've always found her quite formidable and yet very down to earth.
It was the first time I've met Mary McAleese, and, you know, growing up in a household that was dominated by women, you know, I think there's three daughters. My dad was kind of soloed out. He grew up in a family of four sisters who were all very close to aunts as well. So, you know, the houses were ran by women, and, you know, Mary Robson and Mary McAleese were our icons. So,
yeah,
to be honest with you, I was, when I first got the call to see the show, I was like, so excited, and I rang all my aunties, my mum, because, you know, she was a big role model for all of us growing up. So it was really, really exciting to get to do the show with her.
And but of course, then there's the social distance inside, and you can see the two of you kind of have to stop every so often and stand apart, and you're talking to each other, and, you know, the conversations get deep. I'd say we're just delighted to have someone new to talk to during the lockdown, post-lockdown.
I think it got to a stage they were like, yeah, no, we have enough for us, you can stop talking. It's like, even if a postman comes to my door now, I'm like having to chat with them and they're trying to get away. So yeah, I think we're all at that stage, especially me. You know, before 2020, I would have said that I was a bit of an introvert. I'm like, no, I definitely rely on people.
Yeah, I can see that, you know, you two got on very well. She does seem like such a lovely person. And it must have been great for you to bring her to your hometown, your home county, and the place that you go to a lot to go hiking.
Yeah, it was really nice. And, you know, obviously hiking for me is such a huge part of my lifestyle that it was nice that the show was a talk show, but also incorporated something that I'm a big advocate for. You know, I started the Hike Life community just to really get more people out hiking, get them off their phones, showcase new routes that people could go back on with themselves, and introduce hiking to other people. Because hiking for me is literally, you know, people go off and meditate and do yoga. Like, hiking is that for me. It allows me to reset, and whatever issues I have when I go out and hike, when I get back, they just don't seem that bad.
That's excellent. It's a nice way to end as well. Roz, we're looking forward to the show this evening on RTE1. Very best of luck, and we'll talk to you again soon. You're very welcome.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. It really means a lot to me, and I really hope you enjoyed it. Do scroll back and see if there's anything else that you might enjoy. And before I let you go, do remember to come and find me on my new podcast, Tis Yourself. Again, talking to celebrities, this time a lot more in depth. So there might be longer episodes there. And we're talking about what was life like before they became famous, the different alternative roads they could have went down, how life changed for them, for good and bad, and so, so, so much more. And of course, the thing that they're best known for. So come and find me, Tis Yourself with Nicola Barden. And I really hope you'll enjoy the new episodes. They're up to date. They're brilliant. There's some great people there. And I'd love your support. So please do come find us. That's Tis Yourself with Nicola Barden.